אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח.
We're going to read the article "Come unto Pharaoh" 1. You can find it in our website, Kabbalah Media.
Yes, but before that, I'm committed to answer a few questions. In general, I want to tell you that if only this one group was here, I wouldn't have been asking any questions, wouldn't be answering any questions. You need to dig more and more into the articles, and not to get ready-made solutions from me. That's not how it works. A person studying here for 10 years gets up and asks who and what. You know, turn the pages in the books, thinks, search, be under pressure, cry, laugh, do something, it doesn't matter what. No, everyone opens their mouths and says, you owe me, fulfill me. In that way, you won't get anything. So, it's not that I don't want to... I want to hear questions because it's good for me to explain more and more, but not to you. You need to seek answers yourself. Yourselves, rather. And we're not talking about the groups who are further away, because there, you know, we have a problem in the communications. Yes, Kiev.
Two short questions. Our advancement is when we acknowledge the Creator working through Pharaoh, right?
I don't hear a question.
I asked if our advancement is when we acknowledge the Creator working through Pharaoh.
Yes.
The feeling of Pharaoh. Or the amount that you feel Pharaoh is when you don't feel the love on our behalf? Or you don't express the love on our behalf?
I can't answer these kinds of questions. There are questions you can answer in many different ways. They're not accurate questions where I could say yes, no, this way or that. I'm sorry. They're not questions that can have one answer. Right? So, Asia.
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 Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. My question is, when I connect to the friends and I thank the Creator for all the disturbances and everything He's been sending us in order to connect and try to reach the quality of man, is that considered contentment to the Creator? Am I doing something towards Him? Or I'm still within myself?
This is certain. If I want not to erase these disruptions, not to erase them, but rather behind or after every disruption I feel, I want to say that this was sent to me as the form of Pharaoh, but by the Creator. And I need to identify the Creator through the form of Pharaoh, with me, myself, being beyond that, beyond Pharaoh, and then I come to identify with the Creator, right? If I say that this is what the Creator arranged for me, then indeed I come to a state where everything is opened up to me. Yes. Pharaoh sacrificed, or brought closer, hikriv in Hebrew, as it is written. So we have Monterrey.
Good day, Rav. How can we feel and thank the Creator for each of the states that come to us. And moreover, those states of complete darkness that we have no sensation of the Creator.
If we are connected to the source of all these actions that come upon us, to the Creator, then we understand that all these actions come from Him, from there's none else besides Him, and they are all of these actions and operations are meant to pull us towards the Creator, to discover that there's none else besides Him, to identify with Him, to equate with Him, to adhere to Him. And that is the purpose of all these operations. Anything that acts upon me, everything that I feel, through all of my senses, through my understanding, through my emotions, all of that I receive from the Creator in a very jumbled form for me to search for Him as a hidden God. There's nothing in reality which comes or stems from a different purpose, a different goal. Is that clear? No questions about that? It's called the revelation of the Creator's uniqueness. All right, Monterey? All right. So let's continue with the article.
We are reading the article of Rabash, Come Unto Pharaoh 1, article number 19. Come Unto Pharaoh. Come Unto Pharaoh, this is perplexing. Should it not have said, Go Unto Pharaoh? The Zohar explains, but he allowed Moses into rooms within rooms to one high sea monster. When the Creator saw that Moses was afraid, the Creator said, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his rivers. As the Creator had to wage war against him and no other, as you say, I the Lord, and they explained, I and no emissary. It follows that come means both of us together. To interpret this in the work of the Creator, we first have to know what is our demand for engaging in Torah and mitzvot. That is, what are we asking in return for it? The reward should be clear, to understand that it is worthwhile for us to relinquish bodily pleasures if we understand that this is what interferes with our achieving the goal, which is our reward, to achieve the sublime goal through our engagement in Torah and mitzvot. Meaning that the goal is a reward for relinquishing corporeal pleasures. Therefore, we should know that the main reward we want for keeping Torah and mitzvot is dvekut with the Creator, which is a matter of equivalence of form, as in, and to cleave unto Him. It is as our sages said, the Creator has created the evil inclination, He has created for it the Torah as a spice. This is the kli in which we can receive the purpose of creation called doing good to His creations, which is called by the name the revelation of His godliness to His creatures in this world, as it is written in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. It is known that the heart of the work is in making the kli, but the filling, which is the abundance poured into the kli, comes from the upper one, which is His desire to benefit His creations, and certainly from His perspective, nothing prevents Him from giving it to us. And all the deficiencies we feel are because we haven't the kelim to receive the abundance. Since our kelim come from the shattering, and This is because due to the breaking of the vessels that occurred in the world of Nikudim, the klipot emerged, which receive in order to receive. For in spirituality, breaking is similar to breaking a vessel in corporeality. With a physical vessel, if it is broken and you pour into it some liquid, the liquid pours out. Likewise in spirituality. If a thought of will to receive for oneself enters the kli, the abundance pours out to the external ones, meaning outside of Kedusha. Kedusha, sanctity, means for the Creator. And anything outside of for the Creator is called Sitra Achra, the other side, namely the other side of Kedusha. This is why we say that Kedusha means to bestow, and Tuma, impurity, means to receive. For this reason, we who were born after the breaking desire only to receive. Therefore, we cannot be given abundance, for it will all certainly go to the side of the Sitra Achra.
This is according to the law of equivalence of form. Clear? Yochi, clear? Good.
This is the only reason why we are far from receiving the delight and pleasure that the Creator has prepared for us. For everything that He may give us will only stay with us, but will be lost. As our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what he is given. This means that the root of the reason we lose it is that we are fools. But why must a fool lose it and a wise keeps what he is given? We should interpret that a fool is one who remains with his nature, which is self-love, and does not work on tactics to be able to exit the will to receive. Although there are many ways and tactics to exit one's nature, he remains as naked as on the day he was born, without another clothing, a clothing known as the will to bestow. For with a clothing of bestowal, he can dress the delight and pleasure he should receive. However, sometimes a person begins the work of bestowal and explains to the body that this is the whole purpose of the work, meaning to receive vessels of bestowal. However, after all this, all his arguments with the body tells him, you cannot change the nature that the Creator has created. And since creation is regarded as existence from absence, it is only in the form of desire to receive. So how dare you say that you can change the nature that the Creator has created? It was said about this, come unto Pharaoh, meaning we will go together, I will go with you so that I will change the nature, and all I want is that you will ask me to help you change your nature from a desire to receive into a desire to bestow. As our sages said, man's inclination overpowers him every day, and were it not for the Creator's help, he would not have overcome it. He would not be able to overcome it. However, we should understand why the Creator needs him to ask for of him. This is understandable with flesh and blood, who want the honor of being asked, so as to know that he has helped him. But how can such a thing be said about the Creator? However, according to the rule, there is no light without a kli, means that it is impossible to give someone a filling if he has no desire. For as long as there is no desire for something, if you give him, he will have no taste for it. Therefore, he will not be able to appreciate it and will not keep it from being stolen. Meaning there are people who do understand the importance of the matter and will take it from him. This is why a person should ask for the Creator's help, so that if he is given some illumination from above, he will know how to keep it from the external ones stealing it from him, for they do know the value of any illumination of Kedusha. For this reason, when a person asks of the Creator to help him, and a true request begins precisely when one sees that the person is unable to help himself, then he knows for certain that there is no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. Otherwise, he will remain separated from Kedusha and will have no way out of the state of self-love. Therefore, when the Creator helps him, he already knows it is a valuable asset that must be guarded carefully so the external ones do not take it. Likewise, the Ari says, this is the meaning of the pursuit of the evil inclination and sitra achra, to make the righteous sin and to cling to Kedusha. It is because they have no vitality other than through them. And when the good and Kedusha increase, their lives proliferate. Hence, from now on, do not wonder why the evil inclination chases man so as to make him sin. Thus, to keep from losing what he is given, one must first make great efforts for something that comes to a person through labor, because it causes him to keep the thing and not lose it. But during the exertion, when a person sees that the work is still far from finished, he sometimes escapes the campaign and falls into despair. At that time, he needs great strengthening to believe that the Creator will help him, and the fact that help has not arrived is because he has not given the required quantity and quality of labor for preparing the deficiency in order to receive the filling, as it is said, and if one practices Torah and fails to remove the evil inclination from himself, it is either that he has been negligent in giving the necessary labor and exertion in the practice of Torah, as it is written, I have not labored but found, do not believe. Or perhaps one did put in the necessary amount of labor, but has been negligent in the quality. Therefore, we should pay attention to come unto Pharaoh and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Therefore, one should not say that he is unfit for the Creator to bring him closer, but that the reason is that he is idle in his work. Instead, one should always overcome and not let thoughts of despair enter his mind. This is as our sages said, even if a sharp sword is placed on his neck, he should not deny himself of mercy. As it was said, though he slay me, I will hope for him. We should interpret the sharp sword placed on his neck to mean that even though one's evil, called self-love, is placed on his neck and wants to separate him from Kedusha by showing him that it is impossible to exit this authority, he should say that the picture he sees is the truth. However, he should not deny himself of mercy, For at that time, he must believe that the Creator can give him the mercy, meaning the quality of bestowal. That is, by himself, it is true that one cannot exit the authority of self-reception. But from the side of the Creator, when the Creator helps him, of course he can bring him out. This is the meaning of what is written, I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. This is what we say in the Shema reading, which is assuming of the burden of the kingdom of heaven, that we must know that the Creator is the one who brings one out of the authority of reception, called separation, and admits him into Kedusha. At that time, to be your God is kept true. For then one is regarded as the people of Israel and not as people of the earth. As our sages said about it, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, when the Creator said to Adam HaRishon, thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, his eyes teared. He said to him, Master of the world, will I and a donkey eat from the same trough? Because he had told him, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. His mind was promptly eased. However, we should understand Adam HaRishon's argument, who inquired about the Creator's action, why he deserves to eat from the same trough as the donkey. This is a just complaint. The evidence of this is that the Creator advised him to eat bread. Were this not a just complaint, the Creator would not have accepted his argument. This argument, saying, will I and my donkey eat from the same trough, is difficult to understand. After all, what is his advantage? After all, our sages said, the man was born on the eve of the Shabbat, so that should become arrogant, he will be told, the mosquito came before you in the work of creation. Accordingly, if a mosquito came before him, then what is the complaint about eating from the same trough as the donkey? However, we should interpret that after the sin he fell into self-love, it follows that he has become similar to a donkey who understands nothing but self-love. This is the meaning of his ears teared, and he said, will I and my donkey eat from the same trough? Meaning from the same discernment of self-love. This is why he was given the advice, by the sweat of your brow you will eat bread. Bread is regarded as man's food. That is, through labor and by the sweat of your brow you will eat bread, which is man's food, as he emerges from being the people of the earth and is then called the people of Israel, which is Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator. But as far as Egypt, which was the people of Israel in exile, for Egypt is called a nation that is akin to a donkey, which means that the aim is only for self-love. For this reason, at that time the salvation to Israel was that the Creator took them out of Egypt. This is the meaning of needing to intend upon the acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven. I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. For precisely by the force of the God can we come out of Egypt and be rewarded with to be your God.
An article that doesn't take things too harshly. I don't see questions from abroad.
Why does the Creator need to go to war with Pharaoh? After all, it's the same force, and he can also...
To demonstrate they are opposed. When a person would find himself in the middle between these two.
But at the same time, the Creator can take a person out.
You have advices for the Creator? Go ahead, I have none. He wages a war because he wishes to highlight what's the difference between him and Pharaoh, and for us to be in the middle so we can have a clearer, more poignant, more effective way of finding our place, the one who's included of the two. More questions? General, okay. The article is also general.
What is an offering or a sacrifice?
An offering, sacrifice, is what I have to bring to come closer to the Creator.
Is a sacrifice against torments?
Against torments, yes. Typically, I have to sacrifice my will to receive, use it in order to receive, and in order to bestow. This might entail some suffering.
Is this something has to do with the sufferings of the whole people, all the people of the world?
It is related, but we don't know exactly. We don't understand it precisely, but it has to become apparent soon. Soon it will become apparent how much we are connected to the whole world. General blows will come to the whole world soon, and from that, we would also be awakened and feel that we could solve these problems, and we'll have great work ahead of us.
Question from New York. What is the awakening of the evil inclination? Why each time does it feel like the blunting of the senses?
Of course you feel dull senses, because when my evil inclination awakens, I don't feel the other side, the Creator side. I have no discernments between the evil inclination and the Creator, only inside the evil inclination. I might also misread it, not see it as bad, but I think it's good. I'm going to enjoy from it, work with it, until the reforming light nevertheless works on me out of the environment, because I invested previously in my spiritual advancement. And then I begin to recuperate. Realize that I'm immersed. What am I immersed in? What am I doing? What am I engaged in? And in this way I begin to check myself between good and evil. But the work of the evil inclination is to bring us to a state where we would feel that it's not so bad, but we'll actually work with it.
It's written in the article that he sees that he has a desire and the others don't. Should we look all the time what the others have and what I do? Can that help us in advancement?
No, not constantly, but on occasion I have to see it so it would awaken me to advance further. This is envy, lust, honor, take a person out of this world, out of his degree.
I actually see that the friends don't have, I have a desire and the others don't.
That's also good. You have to observe all these discernments.
How does this approach work out with the fact that only I exist? How does this approach of looking at people in this way work out with the matter of only I exist?
Only I exist means that I look at others, I see they exist, but I also see that they exist for me. This is the meaning of only I exist. It's not that there is no one else. Can you hear it? But instead that everyone exists for my benefit, to serve me. That's how I see the world. So that's the meaning of only I exist.
In order to connect, will the people of Israel have to go through the process of the exit of Egypt?
No, it already happened in the root. We have it. We won't have to go through it again. What lies ahead of us is the end of correction.
I heard there's a certain issue with the people of Israel to connect, is it also with the Jews in the world?
First of all, here, the people of Israel in the land of Israel, the Jews around the world is phase two, and phase three is all the nations of the world. Phase four, is the revelation of those who were exiled and spread among all the people. It's the return from the diaspora, not the, you know, the arrival of those pioneers that came here to Israel. Rather, it's the appearance of those tribes that disappeared after the destruction of the first temple and are gone. And we will be rewarded with seeing them once again. They will appear in various places. They say you have 200 million in Pakistan, and who knows where else and how many. This is in corporeality, but in spirituality, it means that there are such discernments in the will to receive, the general will to receive, which is all of humanity, that have a point in the heart, and this point in the heart is strong. It's a strong one. It's deep. It's heavy. They are big, heavy vessels. And therefore, before they can awaken, lighter vessels have to awaken, because the correction starts from the lightest to the heaviest. So the return from the diaspora of all those tribes, it's not exactly 10, it's 9.5, they have to return and join us. This will happen soon as well.
There are a few more I didn't get to.
Okay.
Can we say that the exertion is a sum of requests?
No. The requests are requests, and exertion is exertion.
What's the difference between exerting and asking?
To request means that you turn to someone. Exertion might be without a request, a demand. You exert with the friends, in dissemination. Exertion means against one's desire. And a request, a plea, a demand is already when you aim your desire to a special place with the intention of receiving a certain reaction from it. Response.
Come on, the Pharaoh is, I will feel that I'm not alone before my ego?
Why not alone?
If someone says, come, someone wants to seemingly help me, and I need to feel that.
Who's me? If I separate myself from my ego and I'm willing to fight with it as a foreign force to me, as foreign against me, then this is called come unto Pharaoh. I come to him, I want to beat him up, I want to do something with him. I'm separating myself from my ego. There's a point in the heart. I have a point in the heart, and I don't want it to remain a captive of Pharaoh. I take it out of that, and I stand before him, all these egoistic desires of mine, and I don't want to be connected to them. They are before me, and I push them away from me. I reject them. This is called Pharaoh. Separate from me. Now, after making this distinction between me and Pharaoh, I seemingly remain without any desires. So what do I do? How do I work? Then the Creator says, come unto Pharaoh, and we'll start to work with him. Because without him, you really can't do anything. But come unto him together. Why is it together? Because I, the will to bestow, will give you the power, and he'll begin to work with Pharaoh, so that the will to bestow you receive from me will rule over the will to receive you will get from Pharaoh. So have the will to bestow above the will to receive. You begin to build the degree of Bina. But it's only after you peel off, you remove yourself from Pharaoh. Clear, eh? I feel like it's, you got it.
What does the quality of the exertion depend upon?
The quality of the exertion depends on the extent to which I ascribe to my exertion the effort of the group.
Can you measure it somehow?
You can, but not right now. However, it's very important because the connection with the Creator and the connection with the Pharaoh can come only from within the ten.
Can you explain why it's come to Pharaoh and not go to Pharaoh?
Because you cannot approach Pharaoh on your own. You need the force of bestowal and place it against the force of reception. And between the two, you will be as a conductor.
But what is coming to come unto Pharaoh in the ten?
When you want that inside the ten, you will meet these two forces. And the Creator is the one who scrutinizes and the one who directs, conducts everything. That's what you want.
But I'm not seeking Pharaoh, I'm seeking the Creator.
You can't seek the Creator without Pharaoh. Here, you begin in the ten, you begin to recognize the three lines.
It feels like there's a force that doesn't want to come to...
No, that without the force that you don't want, you can be in the force that you do want. One cannot exist without the other.
Yes, clear, but I'm searching for the...
positive force.
Force.
So when you're looking for the positive force, you hear from it, come into fire. What will you tell him? I don't want it. I just got away from him. I don't want to come back. No, come on to Pharaoh. Don't worry, it's all good. I burdened his heart. Oh, you burdened his heart. I just got away from him. I don't want to be connected to him. Now I will teach you how to work with him with the burning of his heart. He's much greater. He used to be the great Pharaoh. Now it's a monstrosity that rises up to the heavens. But I'll teach you, says the Creator, how to work with him. Why? Because without it, you won't be able to get to know me. Specifically, when you see how I triumph over Pharaoh, you'll come to know me.
Is there a Pharaoh in the beginning?
In the beginning there is a Pharaoh, but a small one. The one, a Pharaoh that governs that us. But when the Creator enters into the picture, you begin to see a truly great Pharaoh with the burning of the heart that you can't do anything. He's running all of reality. Pharaoh is the king of the world. Like Pharaoh in Egypt. What do you mean? He's a monarch. Can someone say anything? Even a single word against him? One word and he's executed. This is it. No, what is... the Creator one, that the revelation of the Creator cannot be without the Pharaoh.
Can we ask? I don't know how to say in Hebrew.
Well, say it in French. We'll tolerate it.
Is it possible to ask the Creator to free my friends from Pharaoh?
Yes, of course.
Is it okay to ask the Creator to free my friends from Pharaoh?
Of course, but it's not your friends, it's part of your soul.
So if it's so, why each time I do this request, I feel like I need to be freed and not my friends?
Okay, this too will come. We're on the way.
So who is in this prison of Pharaoh? Me or my friends?
This is so... Let's say that we are. You begin to see that it's not them, it's not you, it's one system. You will get it in your feeling and it will become easier.
I wanted to know if, well, according to what I understood, there's a state where I can bestow to Pharaoh, and if I influence Pharaoh, that's actually what brings the contentment to the Creator.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We have only Peter from abroad. Peter?
Rabash writes in the article that the Klipa knows to differentiate from me, it knows the value of the spiritual awakening. What does that mean?
Because if I attain the Klipa, together with that, I attain the Kedusha, the holiness. The Klipa, the shell, is a spiritual force. It's not that I just don't want something. By scrutinizing how I don't want it, why I don't want it, where from, who's against me, and so on and so forth. Meaning you can't recognize something without its opposite. So, attaining the Pharaoh is the attainment of the Creator. It's simply panim and ha'olam, the face and the posterior. How's it with a deer that runs away? Yeah, returns his face backwards.
В войне фараона есть такая точка. Вот Моше, он сын царя. Ну, сын фараона.
There's a certain point, Pharaoh, yes, Moses is the son of the king, yes? In the essence, he grew up in that family.
Meaning, the point in the heart is this special phenomenon inside the big ego the Creator has created. We call it Moses, that grew up in the house of Pharaoh. Has a spark, and around it, the shell of the ego.
It's the closest thing that he has, yes? And when he battles it, he's like a traitor or what? How does he move through this?
Well, it's a recognition of evil. Because first, initially everything seemed fine, my ego and everything. Now I see that it goes against me, to my detriment. Because I came to know him, to know it. Now I need to start working with it in an opposite way. The opposite way. I need to destroy it, not the will to receive. The intention to receive has to become the intention to bestow. That's what I have to do with it, this change.
That's seemingly clear, but I don't know, it's kind of like a mother or close brothers, it's something very close.
Yeah, but you have to understand, it's a force. It's not that I'm going to kill people or to be a traitor. something in my will to receive and under the control of the ego, which it was created for that purpose, the ego, so that I will turn it into in order to bestow. I'm not doing anything bad to Pharaoh. In truth, the moment we begin to work correctly with the Pharaoh, that part of that part of Pharaoh that I correct, I see how happy he is. He opens the door for me to leave Egypt, to come out from under his authority. He becomes truly help against. I feel how much this desire is designed to help me. Otherwise, it's like a mother who applies pressure on her son to study better. We see in our world always opposite forces where one comes and shows the other. Okay? No, Chanoch wanted.
I'm asking about the sword placed on his neck. I have someone who is precious, and each time I want to do something with him, I don't know who it is, I put a sword in his neck, and I start to beat with him. It's very strong beat, blows. And there's no doubt that because I wanted to do it together with what is more valuable to me. And I'm also done from that whole scene. What I want to know, and he says here in the article, to ask for something that's called mercy. I want to supply in my work to the precious one to me, the good. I don't want to supply him with swords that are slaughtering him all the time. How do I supply to my precious one all the time?
I have no clue. The story is very complex. If we're talking about something in a group, then according to the rules that we have in the group.
אז רק שאני הבינה, בשלב הראשון יש שלב שהאדם מתנתק, בורח מפרו?
רוצה לברוח.
In the first stage, the person runs away from Pharaoh?
He wants to. He wants to. Let's say someone yells at you, does something to you, yells, writes something about you, and you feel like erasing him. Then you understand that this is a messenger. I need to resist it, resist him with everything that's customary in our society. But I need to relate to him as help against, like a force that's helping me come to the understanding of why the Creator sends this to me, and what can I do in order to not to correct this phenomenon so it will be good, but so that I will learn how to receive a greater connection with the Creator on top of that.
So why is it the Creator that's telling the person come unto Pharaoh and not the person asking, telling the Creator that?
By awakening the evil force, he invites a person to go to this, to come to this evil force together with the good force of the Creator. Otherwise, a person won't be able to. Ultimately, for what reason does the Creator awaken the evil force? So the person would need the help of the Creator.
So there's the first stage where a person's needs to disconnect from the Creator, from Pharaoh? Is there such a stage?
There are various stages. The correct stage is that if the evil force has awakened, a person will necessarily turn to the Creator and accept him in order to approach Pharaoh. He needs to try and hear the voice of the Creator calling on him, come unto Pharaoh, in every little thing, in order to be in adhesion with the Creator permanently.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
We have to give up.
Early translate for me.
Ask again. According to the article, what corporeal pleasures do we have to give up? What corporeal pleasures do we need to concede?
We need to give up on such corporeal pleasures in which we cause harm, by which we cause clear harm to people. We need to give up corporeal pleasures that by which we certainly distance a person from the Creator. We have to bring closer corporeal pleasures on top of which we can certainly bring ourselves closer to the Creator. Meaning, that's it. Use it selectively. These we use and those we don't. It all depends on the intention. Monterrey.
En el artículo escribe que la ayuda del creador.
It's written in the article that the assistance of the Creator comes when the quotient is filled quantitatively and qualitatively. How can you strengthen in this period of time to not run away from the battle?
Only the group and the constant order, a schedule, nothing other than that. It's written, you should place guards and cups in all your gates. So every gate that you can use to leave, you have to place guards there that would not let you out. This is setting up times for Torah, as we say, as we call it, friends who will help you and give you an example. Obligations that you take upon yourself in the society that you have to fulfill, or otherwise they will demand from you and say, well, what's happening? Why didn't you do this and this and that? Various things like that. I don't know. I remember such interesting examples. Person comes and says, I give you 120,000 shekels to the group. And every month that I come to you, you bring back to me 10,000 shekels. You return the entire amount over a year. So in this way, he feels himself compelled to come. He has a reward on the spot, otherwise he won't get it. I had many different examples. I don't look negatively on them. A person gradually begins to advance and to exchange the coinage with more inner discernments and so on and so forth. But in the beginning, everything works. Everything goes as long as you don't quit. Okay?
Eddie from Ashdod asks, how does a person know that also spiritual discernments he received do not fall in to the hands of the will to receive?
This is according to the society, only in a group. If he invests in a group, whatever he'll do will go towards the good. Even if he makes any mistakes or not mistakes, even his mistakes will be in the right place and teach him the correct lessons. Peter?
Саша спрашивает, что значит не дал качество усилия. Что это значит и какие у этого этапа?
What does it mean that he didn't exert the quality of the exertion? And what are the stages?
Let's say you're coming to the lesson now, today. You're sitting in the lesson already 2.5 hours. Out of the 2.5 hours, you heard maybe 30 minutes. You actually heard what was read here, an article, they talked about it. The rest of the time, you spent lost in your thoughts. And that's how you should make a calculation. Okay? Good. Coleman.
Can you detail come upon Pharaoh, and does it have to do with come and see?
Come unto Pharaoh is what the Creator is telling Moses. Come together to Pharaoh. You, who are you, ultimately? You have to be included of the Pharaoh and of me, the Creator. So come and be included, incorporated correctly from these two forces. That's it. That's invitation.
Come and see.
Yeah, come and see. Come and see it only after you come and you acquire these discernments, you'll be able to see your true state in them. One over the other is the advantage of light over darkness.
What's the sitracha? Does it have to be part of the path? Is it the only way to reveal the evil incarnation?
There are many names for the positive force of giving, of love, of bestowal, and so on and so forth, and the negative force, the force of reception. Many names. We also learn it from the wisdom of Kabbalah. 7 names and 1,000 names, they say, and so on. So it's one corresponds to the other. If you have actions or phenomena or revelations from the upper light in various forms, and it's thousands of shapes and forms, corresponding to that, you have forms of darkness that you discover. That's why you can't have one without the other. Hence, we don't study all the names, but when a person comes to know them, he will know. How can he know it? Because he will have a kli, yudke vavke, in all those forms, and the light that fills that vessel. And the light and the kli together give a person a name. And that this way he comes to know each and every degree. We have many names for the good, for the bad, for the connection between them.
Is that the only way? Do we have to go through all those definitions?
If this is the only way that you have to go through, huh?
Through all those definitions?
You know them. You simply discover them from walking on the path. In each and every degree, you are shown the name of the degree in the form of Havaya, this special form, in this crossing, this connection, special connection of all its components, lights and vessels. This gives you the name of the degree.
You were on their Twitter yesterday that before the complete attainment of the ego and the 49 degrees of it, they thought that the freedom from the ego is possible with the forces of the Creator and not the Creator himself. What's the difference between the forces of the Creator and the Creator himself?
The forces of the Creator don't belong to him, but the thing is that the Creator has to be revealed inside the connection between us. He himself, with all his glory, meaning a clear Havaya, clear vessels inside the 10. And not just an upper force without recognizing the force itself. Meaning, there has to be Havaya with the inner light that fills it and gives it exactly the relationship between the light and the vessel. When they are both connected, this is the attainment.
You have to find the place of the quantity and quality of efforts that are necessary in order to strengthen the ten.
The place?
The place of the quantity and quality of efforts.
That's in the ten itself, where we want to bring it closer to us. We want to discover that ten as it works and breathes and inhales and exhales with everything it's got and constantly arranges and reshapes itself. It's like we see inside the human body how all those particles and all the parts, they flow, and nerves and blood and the lymph systems, they all work. That's how we should be.
That's it.
Okay, last time.
And we turn to the Creator for help to escape. And He sends us back again and again and again, knowing that Pharaoh will regain control over us. So,
what do you mean, control over us?
He changes his mind. Each time the Creator gives a more severe plague or punishment unto Pharaoh, and he says, okay, go, and then he says, he changes his mind.
We do that. It's written that the Creator does all those things. It's us. We have these kind of discernments. It's in our desire. Okay, continue.
We return to it for ourselves. So, at first, we go to the Creator asking for help to exit, but that's almost completely for our benefit. We're suffering, help us. Is that correct? He sends us back again and again until we want to escape for His benefit, to be workers for His quality.
Ken?
Todo.
Yes.
Thank you. We wanted to report that on the convention site there's an area for mirror conventions. We already started to receive a list of all the mirror conventions and we're presenting them there. Whoever has a mirror convention can enter and write it in there. Whoever wants to learn about that too. And also now we wanted to hear from the Italy group and from the Bulgaria group. First, Italy.
Vai Tiziano.
Ciao Rav. Mi chiamo Tiziano. Faccio parte del gruppo giovani.
Dear Rav, my name is Tiziano and I am part of the young group in Italy. I represent here the connection of two groups in Italy, of the entire Italian CLI. I feel honored to represent everyone here. Due to the Mexican convention that's happening in Monterrey, the young group in Italy is participating in the preparations for Mexico, and there will be a mirror convention in Rome in the place where the last Italian convention was, the same hotel. The goal of our connection is to unite our connection even stronger to Bnei Baruch.
Al proporci nei momenti di differenza di fuso orario con workshop e
we will try to connect to the convention in Mexico despite all the time zone issues.
Congresso Messico, tutti gli studenti italiani seguiranno il congresso.
And a week after the convention in Mexico, the friends in Italy will be following the United States, the North American Convention, and we will be in the homes of the students themselves, and from the homes of the students we will be following the convention. And the friends are all over the boot of Italy, all over the country. L'chaim to all the Italian students who are strengthening us to follow our instructors on the way to meeting together with the Creator. And the Bulgaria group now.
Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья.
Hello, dear friends. We're in Bulgaria. We're preparing a mirror convention to the Mexico convention. The mirror convention will take place in a small summer resort that is in proximity to Varna, which is a very big city. It's got great access to an international airport. There's great connections there, also the internet. The payment for 3 days is altogether 90 euros. €180 were already registered thus far, and we hope that even more friends will come to us. We invite all the friends from Europe, Israel, to come to us so that we will feel the connection between us. And we hope to build together the same new degree of bestowal and love. We invite everyone. We are concerned for each and every friend.
Nice. Okay, in a sense, the lesson is over. I'm very happy that we have scrutinies, serious scrutinies. I recommend, if you can hear the lesson again, here, there, in general, those Passover lessons, we kind of plowed it very thoroughly. We have to try for this to establish in us a new attitude that we will to receive Pharaoh, to ourselves, the ten, the group. We started to aim ourselves correctly towards reality. So try to have this view on this world, and we'll continue with this daily. And what's waiting for us?
An evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 6 live with Rav Lightman and Tzvi Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers.
6?
All as one, the North America and South America conventions. We invite all our students to a Mexico convention from the 17th to the 19th of May, and to one in New Jersey on the 23rd to the 26th of May. For registration, additional details, enter kab.info/congress. The fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to acquaintance evening with the wisdom of Kabbalah towards the opening of a course. They will take place in April and May all over the country. Entrance is 30 shekel with early RSVPing. Details and information 1-700-509-209 or on the site kabcoil. Song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה ימלא בפי המרקד שלום.
זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן.